بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي العمل أفضل؟ قال: إيمان بالله ورسوله. قيل: ثم ماذا؟ قال: الجهاد في سبيل الله. قيل: ثم ماذا؟ قال: حج مبرور. متفق عليه. المبرور والذي لا يرتكب صاحبه فيه معصية. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked, which is the best of actions? Which deed is the best? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, having iman in Allah and his Rasul, believing in Allah and believing in his messenger. Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked, then next, which is the best of actions? So Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, jihad in the path of Allah. Then he was asked, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the next best action? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, hajjun mabrur. Hajjun mabrur, a mabrur hajj. What is a mabrur hajj? That hajj in which the person does not commit any sins. The haji does not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he is making hajj. The hajj is not done for show. Is not done for ostentation, riya. Person has complete sincerity to the best of his ability. He refrains from all type of sins. And this is called Hajj Mabrur. So again, this hadith emphasizes the importance of Hajj. Remember, this type of question was asked to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on different occasions. Sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was asked which is the best of actions, then he said As-salatu ala waqtiha. And then he mentioned other deeds. So depending on the occasion, depending on the person who's asking the question and the situation, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied accordingly. So in this particular instance, Rasulullah sallam mentioned iman, then jihad, and then hajj. So again, the importance of hajj has been highlighted in this hadith. And these great rewards, as we mentioned last week, also for a person who makes hajj with sincerity, he abstains from all type of sins. According to ulama and scholars, they say when a person makes his hajj, the sign of an accepted hajj is that when he returns, then he's returned with a new life. In other words, he does not go back to his old habits and sins. People can make out from his actions, from his behavior, from his conduct, from his deeds, that he has abandon all sins, and is a change in his life, then this is a sign of Hajj Mabrur. وعنه رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من حج فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى narrates, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, the one who makes Hajj without committing any obscenity, فلم يرفث, he's not immoral, he's not immodest, وَلَمْ يَفْسُقْ, he does not commit any sins, then he returns like the day when his mother gave birth to him. So a person ensures that he does not utter any obscene things, and he does not get involved in any haram. He makes sure that he does not involve himself in any brawl or any fight or argument or immoral behavior. He does his hajj to the best of his ability, in a condition that he is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he returns with all his sins wiped out. Ulama have explained, there's a difference of opinion. Many scholars say that all his minor sins are forgiven, others say his major sins are forgiven. Nonetheless, when a person goes for hajj, when he spends his time correctly, especially in Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafah, the days of hajj, then he is supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's crying out of tawbah and repentance. He's sincere in his worship and he's begging from Allah. And therefore he makes sincere tawbah, because for major sins to be forgiven, person has to make tawbah. So because he's making tawbah, etc., then he returns home like a newborn baby, like the day when his mother gave birth to him. So we see the importance of hajj and the benefit and the rewards for hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all those who have not made hajj, Allah give them the tawfiq of fulfilling this faraid. May Allah take all of us again and again to his Mubarak places and to make that hajj with the hajj mabrur. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.